You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved.
Victoria, a prim and proper mother who loves her stepdaughter above all else. She lives a life of luxury in an area near the Hamptons in New York State. When confronted with the terrible dilemma of surrendering herself or allowing her stepdaughter to suffer for a drastic mistake, she makes the only choice a mother's love allows her to. She signs a contract to become her son-in-law's sexual slave, a drastic sacrifice for a stepmother who wouldn't even let her daughter get her ears pierced. She knew she would be a slave to her son-in-law, but that was only the beginning. Her first experience had her working out in an erotic gym, learning the art of seduction, which only whet her appetite for her newfound sexuality. However, she remains shut off from the new feelings she's having, hesitant to let herself fully experience them. Is she a victim of Stockholm Syndrome? Has she grown to love her captor? Or are her feelings genuine, only needing the right master to set her free? As Victoria descends deep into perversion, she learns to love being a MILF to her son-in-law as he guides her through a world of sexual deviance. She is exposed to a host of other fetishes in her trying life of slavery, but not all is what it seems. After finding out her benevolent son-in-law Ryan owes a debt, it's up to Victoria to save her stepdaughter once again. She meets a man who has an unquenchable thirst for inflicting pain. He is a sadist with a capital S. He experiences joy out of not only inflicting pain, but also from hearing the screams he causes and seeing the fear in the eyes of the object of his desire. In all this, Victoria remains dedicated to her stepdaughter, loving her duty of saving her one and only child by satisfying the perversions of wealthy, elite men and women. This tale is one of intrigue through the world of BDSM. It contains elements of spanking, degradation, and humiliation. In this vivid world, Victoria will explore taboos, including anal training at the hands of her only son-in-law and his friends and enemies. This world of erotic desire is one that will have you turning the pages and asking for more. Will Victoria ever escape the world of slavery, humiliation, and sexual desire that she willingly throws herself into? What will become of her stepdaughter? Will she ever fully be free from the danger that caused all this to unfold? Will Victoria ever find pleasure for herself in this world? Or will she always be there at the whim of another powerful person? Will she find the power within that comes from fully submitting herself to their domination? Or will she learn to hate the world she is thrust into?